Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy New Year, happy New Year. We need a new year. I think 2020 sucked, 2021 sucked. Well, actually, no, you know, we're going to be positive about 2021. We'll talk about some of the good that happened in 2021, but we are so ready for 2022. And I live in Las Vegas, and so in Las Vegas, they are expecting hundreds of thousands of people to hit the strip area, about 300,000 people. It's always lit. The way we Vegas folks celebrate New Year's is fantastic. And then our hotels have lights. They have fireworks. And so we're going out to dinner, then we're going to a friend's house, and then we're going to be seeing the lights, and you could see across the whole entire valley, and you could see all the lights all over the place. And then you see the illegal fireworks because people are lighting them when they're not supposed to. And it just, it's a sight to see. And it is, you know, I think New Year's is one of the coolest holidays. New York City, they're still celebrating New Year's. I think they're, rather than having 60,000 people in Times Square, they're lowering it to 15,000. And I know there's been a lot of pressure on public officials to kind of minimize COVID exposure and COVID spread, but you can't. It's cough and cold season. Somebody said at least 50% of us have already been exposed to it. You know, this is the time of year that if, you know, you're going to get flu, if you're going to get a cold, if you're going to get pneumonia, you know, we're already in the thick of it. And so I'm a fan of New Year's Eve, but I get it. There's a bunch of people right now that have their dress, they have their outfit, they already are planning to hook up with somebody, and boom, they start getting a sore throat, or they get a little nose sniffle, or they're coughing, and they're like, don't. And they're like, keep it to yourself, keep it to yourself. So I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be lying, pretending they don't have symptoms, loading up on Tylenol or Motrin, or drinking their way through it. As a doctor, though, I do have to be a party pooper. Okay, not that I want anybody to stop celebrating New Year's, all right? And we're going to talk about that New Year's kiss, because right? There's always that, you know, that's a very, very special moment. A lot of people want to have that first kiss or that first hookup or whatever on New Year's Eve. Hopefully it's with somebody super, super special that you'll be monogamous with. But, you know, I do kind of get concerned. I mean, COVID's already out there, and I think you're going to be exposed before you even get to the party. But I am worried about hypothermia. And the reason why I worry about hypothermia is, having taken care of people in the ER, there's this kind of, I guess, confusion between your buddy being drunk and your buddy being hypothermic. Now, hypothermic is when your body temperature starts to drop. Your body temperature averages about 98.6. Some of us might run a little lower than that. Some of us may be a little higher. But it starts to drop into, like, the 95s. Now, New Year's Eve is a party outside. Now, yeah, you can have a party inside, but if you're coming to Vegas, if you're going to New York City, you're going to be outside to watch the ball drop, to watch the fireworks, to party it up. And so you're outside in 40-degree weather, 30-degree weather, 20-degree weather, across the country, snow. And so you start to lower your body temperature. And when somebody starts to get hypothermic, the blood's job is to warm up the brain, the heart, and kind of save the more important body parts. But you start to then lose blood to your fingers, to your ears, to your toes, because they're less important than the brain and the heart. And so sometimes you could start getting frostbite and cold illness with your fifth, your extremity. So those are things you need to make sure you watch out for. Get your gloves, get your galoshes. And I know some of you ladies out there going, no, no, no. I got a cute dress and I got some pumps. Okay, that's not going to be good for cold weather standing outside. Okay, you need to get boots on. You need to get gloves. You need to be scarved up, warmed up. You're not going to be able to wear the cute little dress. I don't wear the cute little dress anymore, even though I couldn't fit into the cute little dress anymore. But interestingly, when somebody starts to get hypothermic, they slur their words. They have trouble getting their words out. They look kind of apathetic, like, huh? And since people are drinking like crazy, you think they're just drunk. Meanwhile, they could be on the verge of death, and you don't realize it. Then they fall, and you're like, oh, he passed out. He drank too much. So I wrote a piece on hypothermia and New Year's. I usually talk about this in the news every year, but hypothermia could look like somebody is drunk. So anytime you think somebody is starting to, you know, either, you know, shiver or look, you know, out of it or look apathetic or look confused or not speak correctly, you gotta get their butts inside. If their lips look pale, they could go into heart failure, respiratory failure, go into a coma. And so there's these various stages, and shivering might be the first stage of hypothermia. So don't mess around. Now, what do you do? Well, one is call 911. Two is start to warm them up. Three is don't let them get wet. You know, a lot of times they're out there in the snow or they're in the rain or somebody's spilling something on them. Get wet clothes off of them. You could put heating packs under their arms. You could try to warm them up. Don't use like an electric heating pad on the skin. Remember, the skin has blood flow shunted away from it, so you could actually cause major irritation and burns. But blankets, call 911, try to rub, warm that body down. Be careful though with too much rubbing because of the frostbite and the skin. And then, you know, make sure that, you know, the alcohol is, I know this is, I sound like party pooper, I sound like an old doctor, but make sure the alcohol is kind of at a minimum because you don't want people to overdrink. The sugar stores get used up when you're cold. The sugar stores also get used up when you drink. So you could also have a hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia could also look like you're drunk, could look like you're hypothermic. So wear layers of clothes. Make sure you have extra socks. If you're going to be out there dancing, you know, and working up a sweat, then you can sweat in the snow. Make sure you have extra clothes. I know it's not easy to do because I think when you go to the Las Vegas Strip, you can't have a backpack. You can't be packing a suitcase. You can't be packing extra clothes. So that, you know, try not to get wet. That's a huge issue. And try not to overdrink and try to get indoors. If you're outside for about 5-10 minutes, that's enough to start lowering your body temperature. And then, you know, many of us might be on, let's say, thyroid medication or blood pressure medication. That could potentiate hypothermia. So just talk to your doctor and say, look, am I going to be, you know, in a little bit of a higher risk? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, who worked throughout the holidays with his crew. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So while many of us look at 2020 as a big cluster and 2021 as a cluster, and I'm telling you right now, 2022 is going to probably be a cluster as well. There's going to be a lot of drama. It's an election year. There's going to be, you know, something going, something big, you know, will always happen either before the election or around the election. There's going to be some drama. But, you know, let's just for a minute try to be positive. What good happened in 2021? Let's just try to be positive. No, come on, we can be positive, okay? You know, you can complain as the day is long. Trust me, tonight you guys are going to be complaining, going, oh, this stunk, this stunk. What was positive in 2021. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with 2021, and we predicted it was going to be a mess in terms of drama. Yeah, the January 6th Capitol riots, that was a mess. You had the rise of crime, rise of gun violence. I know these are the negatives. I'm hoping that maybe this will spurn something positive into, you know, your guys' mind going, oh, yeah, this was good, okay, because all the headlines seem to be bad. I'm trying to find some good headlines. There was interesting, this was also the year, okay, this was the year where non-Wall Street gurus were able to get some money out of the market. The market went up, right? The market hit the highest level it did, but then again, remember, it went down because of COVID. So it went up, and people with GameStop and AMC and all sorts of other of these kind of more fluctuating stocks made some money. So that was kind of interesting. We got into space, right? You know, a bunch of rich guys got into space. We didn't go into space, but we were able to take William Shatner into space, Michael Sheehan, who else? Well, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson? I don't know. But a bunch of people went off into space. Elon Musk did not go into space, but his company, I guess, has launched the world's first all-civilian crew into orbit on the Falcon 9. So we made some space attempts. That's pretty nice. Juneteenth finally became a federal holiday. Biden made a new national holiday commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. You know, I think if we're going to be talking about politics, because I know a lot of people are a little mixed on, you know, some of you will say, well, what's good about 2021 is Trump wasn't in power. And some of you will say, well, what's bad about 2021 is Biden's in power. One thing I could say about politics that to me is a good thing is I think people are realizing we don't want this pendulum to swing back and forth. So if I had to say a positive of 2021 is the extreme, the fringe, the more radical thinking started to kind of be looked at a little bit more, I don't want to say scrutinously, because I want everyone to have freedom of speech and freedom of what they believe. But I think people started to realize that the extremes don't work. There has to be common sense. There has to be moderation. And so in terms of the, you know, the vaccine mandates and all that, you're starting to have judges go, hey, we need to think about this. You know, you're starting to have, you know, kids not get pulled out of school again. And parents like, no, we're going to live through this. So I think 2021 might have been that awakening of you can't just close everything down, screw up the economy. In fact, even Biden had to, before he even, you know, came up with more COVID rules, say, I'm not locking you down, I'm not locking you down. So I think 2021 saw an enlightenment that the government will not be able to be allowed to do fascist-type things to the degree that it did in 2020 because people aren't going to tolerate it. So I think that was a plus in 2021. Governor Cuomo left office. Somebody who we thought was too big to fail left office. Whether you think that's a good or bad thing, a positive to that is those of us who feel oppressed by people who are very, very big and have so much control and can ruin your life, you know, you could leave a job and then that person can call your other jobs and sometimes have that influence. You're not too big to fail. And so we saw people that Chris Cuomo was CNN's poster child, and Chris Cuomo had to leave. So, you know, it shows that it's not all about the mean big monster will always have control. That, you know, if somebody does something wrong, they have a trial, they're innocent until proven guilty, but, you know, that you're not too big to fail. So that was something that I think 2021 taught us. Sports. The Bucks won the Super Bowl in 2021. Tom Brady, who left the Patriots, was able to take the Bucks and bring them to the Super Bowl. And not only bring to the Super Bowl, but win. So that was fantastic, and I won money on that game. And look at the Cowboys. the Dallas Cowboys totally kicking butt. All right, Dallas Cowboys could be in the Super Bowl. So I think in terms of sports, absolutely fantastic. So I've been actually very, very happy from a sports standpoint. We had, movies come back. We had, I think, a huge push in you need to make entertainment better, because a lot of the 2020 sort of hybrid work that came out because of COVID versus not, I think a lot of people are realizing you need to have a good story. Mayor of Easttown, Squid Game, just kind of like Game of Thrones. And I think 2021 kind of taught Hollywood that you're going to have to be, you're going to have a good story. Also, there's been some changes in terms of the woke and the canceled. There's been this pushback of canceling somebody if there's something that they, didn't do. You do something bad, you do something bad. But, something that might not have really required them to be completely demolished in terms of their career, giving people second chances. I think Kevin Hart got a second chance, Dave Chappelle, things like that. So, I think people are starting to kind of push back on the, we don't have to crucify somebody online. We have had a very tumultuous 2021. I'm not trying to minimize that. I think crime went through the roof. Shootings went through the roof. We had school shootings. We have a country more divided than ever. But the one thing I'm noticing is we are having that just little, that little piece of, okay, you know what? I don't think I want to be associated with these weird, weird extremes. Let us just kind of, be a little bit more centrist, moderate, and, let's kind of build our country back and love our country. Now, interestingly, we have some headlines that I had no idea existed. Joe the Pigeon was apparently supposed to, I guess, die, but he's not from the U.S. And so there was this case of a pigeon. We're going to talk about this a little bit later, where apparently, I guess, he was supposed to be cold. They say scientists taught spinach how to send emails, and it didn't evolve a computer. So from a scientific standpoint, that's pretty cool. I don't understand how that worked, but I think it's called the Nitro Aromatic Detection of Infrared Communication for Wild-Type Plants Using Nanobionics. So what does that mean? Well, what it means is we have excelled in science in terms of the COVID fight. What was good about the COVID fight is we were able to have a vaccine, develop it, distribute it, and keep a lot of people out of the hospital. That was very positive. We were able to have some therapeutics. The negative, nobody's, still giving any attention to other therapeutics that could be out there. But, COVID isn't as scary as it was in 2020. Still can be scary, but we're doing better. We also have a much better educated population now because they've learned about microbiology. They've learned about immunity. A bunch of us might have this hybrid immunity now where we got the artificial immunization from the vaccine and the natural immunity from being exposed to it, that we might have in 2021 prevented future major COVID outbreaks because we've gotten ourselves stronger. So I don't know. I want to be positive. It was a rough year. It was a very, very rough year. People lost, their lives. People lost people. I'm not trying to minimize that. 2021 was a cluster. But if there was anything positive, now is the time to reflect on it. And I got my hysterectomy. So yes, I had to say goodbye to all the little baby eggs. But still, I was able to get through the hysterectomy. I was able to work. We're still here. For those of us that are still here, we're still here. So thank God, and let's hope 2022 will be better. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Forecasters are warning of severe thunderstorms in parts of the southeast this weekend. Residents from East Texas to western Kentucky are told to watch out for flooding, downpours, hail, damaging winds, and possible tornadoes through Saturday. The severe weather threat should linger into Sunday, stretching into Georgia, the Carolinas, and the Florida Panhandle. Significant rainfall is also expected Sunday as far north as Ohio, Indiana, and West Virginia. The Biden administration was ordered late Friday to stop mask and vaccine mandates for workers and volunteers of the Head Start program in Texas. U.S. District Judge James Wesley Hendricks saying the Department of Health and Human Services likely acted without congressional authorization when it imposed the mandates in response to the president's push to increase COVID-19 vaccines. USA Radio News. Colorado officials say it's a miracle no deaths have been reported in the massive wildfires north of Denver. Governor Jared Polis calling it a New Year's miracle if there is no loss of life in what's being called the most destructive fire in Colorado's history. President Biden approving a disaster declaration on Saturday for those who are impacted by the wildfires that have destroyed hundreds of homes in the Denver suburbs. School is back in session in Oxford, Michigan after a tragedy took place in November.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed 14. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember the truck driver, Rogel Aguilera Medeiros, who was sentenced to 110 years in prison because of the truck accident that killed four people and injured multiple more? Well, Governor Jared Polis has decreased or commuted his sentence down to 10 years. This is after weeks of public outcry and an online petition that surpassed 5 million votes or signatures. And Rogel is also going to be eligible for parole in 5 years. So Governor Polis wrote a letter. I guess he did three clemency letters. And in the letter, Governor Polis reiterated that the original sentence was not the fault of the judge. What happened, to just recap, in April 2019, Aguilera Medeiros was operating a semi-flatbed, and it was loaded with lumber. He was on the I-70 heading down the foothills near Lakewood, Colorado. He said he suffered multiple mechanical issues, including the ability to brake. He then missed the runaway trunk ramp that you're supposed to be able to go down if you think your brakes fail. Tragically, he ran into stopped traffic. It caused a 28-car pileup, caused a fire, and then it killed multiple people. Miguel Angel Lamas Arellano, who was 24, William Bailey, 67, Doyle Harrison, 61, and Stanley Politano, 69. Multiple others were injured. So he was arrested, tried, found guilty on multiple counts, including vehicular homicide, first-degree assault, attempted first-degree assault, vehicular assault, reckless driving, and careless driving. So December 13th of this year, Colorado Judge A. Bruce Jones sentenced Aguilera Medeiros to 110 years in prison. Now, Jones didn't want to sentence him to life, but per Colorado law, he was required to impose the mandatory minimum sentences to every single count. And you couldn't serve them concurrently, you had to serve them consecutively. So if you had like five counts and they were all 10 years, rather than in some states you do 10 years for all five, you do 10 years per each one. And I know that's been controversial because, you know, people have wondered, so wait a second. So if you kill somebody, you serve the same sentence as you killing eight people. So I think it really depends on the state and it depends on the law. There's a lot of nuances. But in terms of all the, you know, all the charges that he got in terms of assault and vehicular assault, they were concurrent. They were consecutive. So the judge said if I had the discretion, it would not be my sentence. So an online petition, grew over 5 million signatures. They said, look, he passed his drug test. He passed the alcohol test. You know, he wasn't driving under the influence. He's never had a crime. You know, why is he going to jail for life? Nobody's going to want to go into the trucker industry anymore. But on the flip side, you know, he will be liable from a civil suit standpoint because people lost their lives and all that, obviously. So, the Governor Polis dropped his sentence down to 10 years and parole eligibility in 5 years. And he says, you deserve clemency for several reasons. He said you were sentenced to 110 years of prison, effectively more than a life sentence, for a tragic but unintentional act. While you are not blameless, your sentence is disproportionate compared with many other inmates in our criminal justice system who committed intentional, premeditated, or violent crimes. Your highly unusual sentence highlights the lack of uniformity between sentences for similar situated crimes, which is particularly true when individuals are charged with offenses that require mandatory minimum sentences. This case will hopefully spur an important conversation about sentencing laws, but any subsequent changes to the law would not retroactively impact your sentence. This is why I'm granting you this limited commutation. So he was lucky to be able to get that. Not a lot of people there, that, you know, the governor's going to speak out, but remember, truck drivers were going to boycott Colorado, and, you know, a lot of people came to this man's aid. But, you know, it's interesting because there's a lot of discussion on how we are managing crimes and criminals. We have sex offenders getting Lego and assaulting again. We've had an accident that, again, very tragic, you know, and even though if he had to blame, he has blame and negligence, he can't get out and he can't, you know, I can understand he never gets to drive a truck again. You know, I can understand maybe issues with his driver's license, things like that. But, you know, you're letting rapists go out. You're letting people that had violent crimes go out as well. And it's not consistent. So they need to figure this out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hundreds of Colorado residents have lost their homes to a ferocious wildfire. And we are talking, this is dead of winter. And this began yesterday morning in Boulder County, Colorado. It took up about 1,600 acres in a matter of hours. According to CNN, it burned hundreds of homes. 35,000 people had to evacuate in two different communities. Why? Well, the land was parched. There were powerful winds. And luckily, no deaths or missing people. But the winds did subside overnight. But sadly, the fire has ravaged an area. I think it's still going. they are expecting snow tomorrow, so that'll hopefully limit it. But the problem with the fire is now you have down power lines. You have people misplaced. They don't have their homes. This is one of the coldest, deadliest times of year. So winds were gusting over 100 miles per hour in Jefferson and Boulder counties. They said 1 minute there was nothing, then plumes of smoke, then flames. Then the flames jumped around and multiplied. So this was not a time of year that we usually see wildfires, but sadly, it devastated many, many people. If at all you can help, go to Red Cross, Salvation Army, Vitalant, donate blood. But obviously, they have declared a state of emergency, Governor Polis did, in Colorado. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Vladimir Putin spoke to Joe Biden. We don't have a lot of details, except he did threaten Biden with a complete collapse of relations if Biden launches any more sanctions over what's happening with Ukraine. So this was not a good call. According to the insider, Russian President Vladimir Putin warned President Joe Biden in a phone call on Thursday that relations between two countries could collapse if the U.S. imposes sanctions on Russia over its actions in Ukraine. Yuri Ushakov said that after the call, Putin told Biden that sanctions could lead to a complete breakdown in ties between our countries. Our president also mentioned that it would be a mistake that our descendants would see as a huge error. Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, said that Biden told Putin that Russia needed to de-escalate tensions with Ukraine. She said Biden warned that the U.S. would respond if Russia presses ahead with the Ukraine invasion. She said President Biden reiterated that substantial progress in these dialogues can occur only in an environment of de-escalation. He made clear that the United States and its allies and partners will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. So according to Axios, a senior U.S. official said that Biden also said the U.S. and its allies could couple sanctions with increased NATO activity in eastern member states. So NATO operations in Estonia, Latvia, which border Russia, have frustrated Putin as well, and Putin has recently demanded that NATO leave Eastern Europe altogether. So, you know, people have been talking about, you know, Putin and some of the, you know, shenanigans and things and aspirations he has, and my worry is with him seeing what's happening from a political standpoint, he probably sees a very narrow window of opportunity. And, I mean, Biden said what he could say. I don't know if it was strong enough. I don't know if, if Biden doesn't appear strong enough, hopefully the allies do, and it sounds like Biden will pull in allies. But, you know, Russia with COVID and everything going on, I think they see an opportunity. And it worries me, just like with China and Taiwan. You know, there's that opportunity that if other countries are so distracted with COVID, we still don't even know how it happened, or if we do know how it happened, nobody has the cojones to bring it up and say, look, this is what happened, and we got caught with our pants down. But, countries that have rulers that like power and see opportunity, you know, just like in the economy, somebody's like, oh, I could buy out this business or I could invest in this. This is, countries aren't going to just sit still when there's chaos. So I'm expecting something in 2022. Hopefully not, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Happy New Year. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So New Year's Eve is the night for kisses. It's the night for hugs. It's the night for a lot of romance, a lot of fun. Even if you're single, you know, you try to set aside somebody that you could kiss. The New Year's Eve kiss is the most amazing thing. Now, I know some of you are like, okay, well, you know, didn't Dr. Fauci say we're not supposed to kiss and hug? Yeah, of course. He actually, here's his quote. Dr. Fauci, he's not wrong. We are in the midst of a pandemic. So he suggested don't be going to a party getting drunk with like 40, 50 people. He says, if your plans are to go to a 40 or 50 person New Year's Eve party with all the bells and whistles and everybody hugging and kissing and wishing each other Happy New Year, I would strongly recommend that this year we do not do that. But he said you could be in a home-related event, right, with your brothers and sisters. You're not going to kiss your brother or sister. They say you can keep it small. He said, although the risk is never zero in anything, the risk is low enough that we feel you should continue to go through with the plans of having a home-related, vaccinated, boosted gathering with family and close friends who are also vaccinated and boosted. I can't think of anything sexier. I'm already, you know, man, that's very enticing. So here's the thing. Now, each year we talk about the perfect kiss. We talk about it on New Year's Eve. We talk about it on Valentine's. So I'm going to teach you guys how to give the perfect kiss. And some of you might be like, wait a second, aren't you horrible at... No, I'm horrible in bed. I'm really good at kissing. I'm just horrible in bed. There's a difference, okay? I can teach you guys how to kiss. That's that simple. By the way, how did you guys learn how to kiss? How did you guys... So I remember in the movies... You would watch a movie, so I would like take, we have like these pillows on the couch. And so I would be like, okay, so and then, you know, your head is up because, you know, being the girl in all these movies, the girl was shorter. Little did I realize that, you know, I was taller than a lot of boys until high school. But actually, my first kiss was first grade. There were three boys in my class I kissed. And on the lips. Yeah, I was a little bit of a hoochie mama. And then I had a dry spell for decades after. And so, but yeah, you take a pillow and you like try to move your mouth. You can't really practice on a pillow. And the reason why is the pillow's static, whereas your partner is variable, is fluid, and they're moving. So if you're going to do the kiss, you can't really practice on something. No, you can't, not the dog or the cat. No. My dog's kissed me, so technically I've kissed somebody. No. But it's okay. It's okay. And you know what? You can practice with a friend. You know, if you have a friend and you're like, gosh, you know, I've never had a first kiss. They've never had a first kiss. If you don't have COVID and you're vaccinated, remember, you know, because otherwise we don't want Fauci getting mad at us, you know, or me getting canceled. Let's say you're, you know, you guys could practice. It's always good to practice with friends. But my first kiss, that was in kindergarten. So I'm kind of pretty good. So, okay, the first thing you do... Corey's like, no. The first thing you do, if this is going to be a first kiss... All right? First thing you do when you want to do a first kiss is not kiss. Okay? The big mistake everybody makes is they jump in. They try to jump in and they do... No, because you'll startle them. They'll get all nervous. They might be worried about, like, their breath or food, like me. Like, I always worry that I got banana or something coming out. Okay? So you want to make sure that they have that sort of warning, that anticipation, you know, and that they're ready for it. So because we want that mental, that emotional connection... Allow us, especially us women, to kind of connect. So you could come in for a hug. You could make eye contact. You know, a lot of times guys are looking at your boobies or they're looking at, you know, and girls do too. I mean, you know, you're kind of looking the other way and you're like, no, make contact, look at them. And I know it's hard to look at somebody because I giggle when I look at somebody's eyes. I can't look at somebody for a long period of time. You know, you try to stare down the dog and the dog will look away. Yeah, I can't stare into somebody's eyes that long unless, of course, I want to kiss. And then I'd be like, you know, so make eye contact because, you know, remember, this isn't supposed to be about sex. It might be in your head, but you can't make it look like it's about sex. You want to make it look like that it is all about, you just want to kiss them and make that connection. What's a kiss? Is a kiss supposed to be this orgasm-inducing sort of activity? No. A kiss is a connection. A kiss is, we are going to make that bond. We're going to make that connection and take our relationship to that level. And it also means you like them. You know, and so it's, there's a whole bunch of things that kiss could mean. I know some of you are like, well, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. That's not a kiss means. That's an invitation to go to bed. Can you just pretend and just put off the bed part just for 5 minutes to get through the kiss? Because trust me, you do a good kiss, it might end up where you want it, okay? Don't lie, though. Don't fake it. Okay, so you've made the connection. You haven't jumped into the kiss. You guys are looking at each other. Don't bring your lip first. Bring your hands. It's always easier to start bringing your hands. You could touch their shoulders. You could touch their neck. You could kind of wisp away their hair. For me, that's hard because I just got too much hair. And nose hair, too. You want to wisp that away, too, because that's not going to help. But another thing that can help is if you're really that nervous. And you think, why are people nervous? People are nervous because they think somebody's going to reject them with a kiss. So one thing you could do is, you know, if they're kind of staring at you and they're kind of leaning in or whatever, you could take your finger and just brush their lips a little bit. One, it's good because it gets rid of the banana. Like for me, I always have food on my mouth, so at least you can kind of clean my mouth off. Number two is it lets them know that you're going to be touching a sensitive spot. Did we ever talk about foreplay on the show? Okay, we probably need to because some of you kind of hit the erogenous zone too quickly. You need to kind of warm up into it. So sometimes a little brush on the lip, like this is where I'm going to aim, can help. All right, and don't worry about not being spontaneous because the fact that you're doing this within a, you know, few second period is spontaneous enough. Then, as you're moving in, you want to hold the neck. Okay, so the neck is a fantastic place. A lot of erogenous zones. The neck is fantastic. You can hold the neck, but you don't want to hold it like you're about to strangle him. You don't want to do what Cuomo did. You know, Governor Cuomo, where he's holding the head, but just very gently. And they'll like it, and, you know, and then they might start to raise up their head and try to meet you. But if you still don't think they're ready, all right, you could still kind of very slowly ease in by resting your forehead on theirs. So you could lean in and then you could stop. You could rest your forehead if you think they're still not ready or a little nervous. And then it's one of those moments where rather than you kissing them, because you leaned in and you're just kind of moving in and being close and getting that comfort into that space, they might go, okay, I'm ready for the kiss, and go in and kiss you. Then typically they kiss you first. So that's kind of a little trick if you're like, I just don't want somebody to say that I jumped into them and I kissed them and I forced it or whatever. This kind of allows them to consent and move up into the kiss. And that's what you want. You want them to be so ready, you know, and that they almost initiate the kiss, but at least you're there. You went into their space comfortably, slowly. You touched what you were going to touch, and then open your lips slightly. A lot of people are like, well, what do I do with my lips? What do I do with my tongue? So just have your lips open just a little bit. Don't be starting to thrust the tongue. Don't get tongue all up in there. You don't have to have the first initial kiss with a lot of tongue. Just open up the lips a little bit. Let your lips lock and then slowly move your lips. So I kind of tell everybody to brush up against the lips, press, kiss, repeat. Later, you could slowly bring in the tongue, but that's always trouble. We never really know, you know, you don't really know what to do. Do you stick the tongue to the right? Do you do the left? Do you go under their tongue? Do you go above their tongue? Do you go their teeth? At this point, just worry about the lips, and it'll follow. Once you see what they do with their tongue, then you could follow what you do, and it's great. Never, ever, ever touch the boobies. Don't be grabbing butts. Don't be grabbing boobies. This is about the kiss and the perfect kiss. You could always do that later, right, with kiss number two or a few minutes down the line. But for this, right, and breath mint, please make sure you don't have bad breath because that'll kill the kiss. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Happy New Year.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners.
Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.